August 2. Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. The discipline of difficulty. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. An average view of the Christian life is that it means deliverance from trouble. It is deliverance in trouble, which is very different. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, there shall no evil befall thee. No plague can come nigh the place where you are at one with God. If you are a child of God, there certainly will be troubles to meet. But Jesus says, do not be surprised when they come. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There is nothing for you to fear. Men who before they were saved would scorn to talk about troubles often become fusionless after being born again because they have a wrong idea of a saint. God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome. The strain is the strength. If there is no strain, there is no strength. Are you asking God to give you life and liberty and joy? He cannot, unless you will accept the strain. Immediately you face the strain, you will get the strength. Overcome your own timidity and take the step, and God will give you to eat of the tree of life, and you will get nourishment. If you spend yourself out physically, you become exhausted, but spend yourself spiritually, and you get more strength. God never gives strength for tomorrow or for the next hour, but only for the strain of this minute. The temptation is to face difficulties from a common sense standpoint. The saint is hilarious when he is crushed with difficulties because the thing is so ludicrously impossible to anyone but God. That's the end of Oswald's message. And it is so true that many Christians hold the view that the blessing of God is the absence of trouble and struggles, or as I sometimes call it, the ripples on my pond, or even the tidal waves on my pond for the big events that cause me consternation. And yet, dwelling in the presence of God, being so close to God that you can almost feel his breath upon your cheek, is the thing that makes all of the stresses and all of the struggles and all the problems not only bearable, but easy. As in a good marriage, when a husband is the champion of the family and the champion of the bride, as she yields herself to her groom after marriage and he carries her across the threshold of their new dwelling place, their new home, she yields completely and is carried along. When the storms of my life arise, I rest in the arms of Jesus, realizing that he is in the storm as well as me. He will not go down in the storm, nor will I. And I can rest in his arms, and he will be my champion. The other part of the storms and the struggles of life that is most significant is when I face the storm, when I expose myself to the strain, I'm strengthened. And it provides for me an experience and an opportunity and a new understanding of God, which I am then able to pass on to others when they are in their time of strain. Welcome opportunities to strengthen your faith and strengthen your moral character, because every opportunity to do so will bring you one step closer to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and Master and Savior. Most people try to face temptation and handle the difficulties and try to handle them from our own understanding, try to handle them from a common sense point of view. The divine point of view is so uncommon that it is the farthest from our mind. The thing to do is not to approach any of the storms and strains of life by trying to think it through, but rather dwell it through. Dwell in the arms of your Lord. Because you can't change the circumstances, but you can change your attitude toward the circumstance. And after all, what is there to fear when I'm in the arms of the Almighty?